one of the guidebooks that I wrote, Pocket Atlanta, I did a walk. Uh-huh. I started at the Fox Theater, and you went right down through the strip to the museum. Uh-huh. And I made pictures. I went into some of the head shops.
Wow.
Had a little piece, a picture of a peace symbol, uh-huh, hanging down, beads. And we tried to, and at that point, we tried to sell 10,000 copies to the First National Bank. Now, keep in mind that in 79, 69, 68, that whole era is when Atlanta was competing with Birmingham and Charlotte to be the center of the South. And so the Fortune 500 were trying to figure out where they wanted to put their southeastern offices, either Charlotte, Atlanta, or Birmingham. So we were competing. And so in our guidebook, we designed it to where a company, Coca-Cola was one of our customers. They put their name on our logo, their logo on our cover. And we almost had a sale of the First National Bank. A guy down there by the name of Smith, he was going to order 10,000, but he didn't like this section, this walk, and started to edit it. And I don't remember now. See, this is where Chick would come in handy, because he was the one. Well, I'll come to that in a minute. Let me finish this part. They wouldn't buy the book with that walk in it. That's how grim they were. But going back to how we were able to publish that and how Mills Lane got us started. And it, Mills Lane, do you know who I'm talking about? First National, I mean, Citizens Southern Bank.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Day.
He would know this more than me.
Yeah, when I was a photographer for Delta and C.E. Woolman, the founder, bought jets, I would go down with Woolman and shoot a picture of him and Mills Lane. And Mills Lane always had this It's a Wonderful World tie and in these pictures. And then we'd print 500 of them, send them all over the country, that CNS Bank has loaned Delta Airlines X millions of dollars to buy X number of jets. And so I knew him. And when it came time for us to print this book, Chick and I, again, we didn't know what we were doing. Do you all know anything about how to reproduce four color?
It's just
like a Mac now, cyan, magenta, and yellow and black, and you separate all those colors out of a transparency. So we set up a lab in our basement. We had a complete lab. It's our wine cellar now, but we had water temperature control. We had nitrogen burst. You had to get rid of all of the constants. You had to get everything to a constant. So if you had a variable, you'd know how to fix it in the color. The reproduction of the color. I remember when Chick did the goat. Remember the goat at the game ranch out of Stone Mountain? Maybe you didn't have kids or any reason to go out there. But anyway, there was this goat. And Rosebud. There was another.
Yeah.
We featured Rosebud.
Yeah.
But Chick was so proud of his goat color because it's off-white and it was really goat color.
Oh.
But anyway, what he did, he went in to Mills Lane. Mills Lane had his office on the first floor. Door always open. And he asked him to loan us some money to print this guidebook. What we had done, we created a nightmare of a print job. We had four color on both sides of five sheets of paper. Big sheets.
That is a nightmare.
I mean, that was the most stupid thing you could ever do, but we did it. And so we produced a book that cost us $1 to produce. Do you remember Eddie Elson, Elson's Bookstores?
Yeah.
Eddie Elson had the airport. He had every drugstore. He had a map publishing company. He had wholesale books. So when Emory University needed to, when a professor needed you to buy a copy of D.H. Lawrence's something, you couldn't go to Horton's and buy it. Because he would be out, because when Horton called Eddie Elson's distribution, Eddie Elson would say they're out. But guess where you could buy them? You could buy them at the four Elson bookstores. that he had a lock on the whole thing. But anyway.
And I was caught right at that, going over to Horton's and